Tov Nun Aleph Sifcha Beis. Kol HaKelim Afilu Shel Cher Shenishtamshu Behem Chometz Tzoinen Mutar Lishtamshu Behem Matzah Afilu Bechamim. Kelim, even if they're made of cheres, if they use only cold without heat for chometz, then you can use them for Pesach, even for hat, because basically they did not absorb anything before Pesach. Chutz min beis sol, beis achareses. Chutz from these containers for sa'or, sourdough, charoses is also something very sharp. And since it's sharp, we say, sha'af al pi, shal ishtamish bim chomez, el bitzoynen, also ishtamish bim matzah b'chamim. But since they're so sharp, we assume they absorb something. Al bitzoynen laniach bim matzah fuya mutter. To put something cold into it, since it's clean, it is permitted. Or it's not maflet anything that was a balloon to the cleat. I will also lolish bim. You should not use it for kneading on Pesach. Mishnah Berurah brings a time that since there is some type of chimutz that's a balloon in them, it helps the kneading process. B'chol ze b'lei ha'golo. Av l'ali lei ha'golo. Av peiso v'charoisim l'tovim im einen shel cheres. Not made out of cheres, and you can do ha'golo. Av l'shel cheres lo imani ha'golo. If it's made out of pottery, then even hagol does not help. Even if they're used for chometz b'tzoynen, but they're used for these sharp things, or things that have strong chimutz, you can only use them for cold things on Pesach. It's not to use things that were already used for chometz out of cheres under all circumstances. Says Ramah, "Vatanu shel beis choyre dino kekli cheres, old-fashioned stovetops were made out of cheres. V'also l'sim shum dover al ha'tanu v'pesach. You cannot put something directly on the tanu on Pesach."